Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about knowing the community, a place to be home, and not just the community that we live in, the town, city, village, state, the community of believers that we're a part of, but also the community of God, a place to be the home of God's Spirit, individually and as we gather together. And each weekday morning, we're taking a look at another verse out of 1 John chapter 1 as John writes and talks about having fellowship with God and one another, having this through Jesus, and some of those characteristics that are present. And one of those in the fellowship that we have and the fellowship that we ought to have is a home of forgiveness. As we've looked at a variety of things this week, yesterday we talked about a home of truth, an agreement with God that we've sinned, and the difficulty with a home of truth is, well, in stark reality, without this home of forgiveness, the home of truth tends to leave us in trouble. And that's why we need the forgiveness of God. We need to forgive one another. 1 John 1, verse 9, says, if we confess our sins, talked about this a little bit yesterday, earlier this week as well, if we agree with God about our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. The recognition, and we talked earlier about this agreement with God that we confess, we agree, yes, God, I'm guilty, and something needs done about it. It's more than just an acknowledgement, but it's an agreement about the nature of the sin, the consequences of the sin, and the cure for the sin. And God's Word gives us instruction and commands and ways to understand all of that. And at the heart of being made right with God is forgiveness. Forgiveness is necessary because we can never make up for the sin that we commit against God. There's not a balance scale that if we do so much good that somehow it erases the bad. It doesn't work to say I'm mostly good. I'm good more than I'm not. Because the not part requires, well, one of two things. It requires punishment or it requires forgiveness. Now, given those options, I suspect any one of us would prefer forgiveness. And when we recognize that God is writing through His servant John, these three letters, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and here in this first letter that John is writing to those that he refers to often as children, beloved children, dear children, those that he cares for like a father cares for his children. He wants them to be in fellowship with God and understands that that is exhibited by the way they live in fellowship with one another. We learn as we practice. And this home of forgiveness is a home in which we live as those forgiven, those whose sin has been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Not so that we can stick our nose up in the air and say, ha, I've got it made. Sorry, folks. So that we would learn how to forgive. In fact, Jesus says that if we are not willing to forgive those who sin against us, then we cannot expect to be forgiven by God. Sounds kind of harsh at times. And the principle that God wants us to understand is that forgiveness is not just a nice idea. It is absolutely necessary for us to be right with God. It is absolutely necessary for us to be right with one another. As we talked yesterday about the home of truth, that part of that truth is that we're not right all of the time. I tell people when they want to pull me into some sort of political conversation that I don't necessarily claim either side. In fact, I believe both sides have some things right and both sides have some things wrong, but the problem is each side thinks they're completely right and the other is completely wrong. At least at the high levels, at least at those that get the press. They become the talking voices. And because there is no home of actual truth, there is no home of forgiveness. And since there is no home of forgiveness, there's no conversation. And I think that's a simplified version of the trouble we're in as a nation here where I live. But all of that aside, there's some things that we can do. But not a lot. I don't think the average person has as much influence as we would like, or even as some might claim. Yeah, it's important to be in communication with our representatives, with our elected leaders. It's important to research and study and vote responsibly. But one of the difficulties is that oftentimes our nation simply reflects our homes. And we've not always done well at learning to be a home of forgiveness. We hold grudges. We become embittered towards one another. We build walls. We protect ourselves from the hurt that is bound to come because it's come before. We do all of these things because each of us are right and each of us are wrong. And we're only typically willing to admit when we're right. And if we're always right, there's no movement towards forgiveness. In fact, there's no movement towards actual truth. But God provides a different way, a better way, a correct way. And that's to live in fellowship, knowing His forgiveness. You see, that relationship, God is always right. And sometimes we're right, it's when we agree with God, and sometimes we're wrong, it's when we disagree with God, but God is always right, and yet He still wants that communication, He still wants an understanding from our part, and He wants to forgive. And so we live in fellowship with one another. From the basic relationship of husband and wife to husband, wife, and children to family and other families within a church community. We learn to forgive. We learn to talk. We learn to listen. We learn to discover that we really want the same thing. We just had different ideas on how to get there. As Christians, we want people to know Jesus. We want to be assured of our salvation, that our faith in Christ is meaningful. We want the eternal life. And sometimes we lean towards legalism because it provides a structure that we like. Sometimes we lean towards permissiveness because, well, we like the looseness. We like to be able to do whatever we want. And God's question, I think, to us would probably be, why don't you just lean towards me and find forgiveness when you sin? Find forgiveness when you disagree. Find forgiveness when you're wrong. But also, why don't you just lean into me and find the ability to forgive when you're right? Find the ability to forgive when you have questions. Find the ability to forgive. Sometimes the ability to forgive yourself. And become that home of forgiveness. Oh, it's not a everything's good, everything's okay, do whatever you want type of forgiveness. That's not how God operates with us. It's a forgiveness that says, I don't hold that against you. Let's work on ways to keep that from happening again. And we grow. We grow as an individual. We grow as a family. We grow as a community of believers. When we live as a home of God's light, a home of fellowship, a home of purity, a home of truth, a home of forgiveness, a home where God is center and His Word. That's what we live by. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with you, in order to be the home that you created us to be, that you've called us to be, that you desire for us to be. And Father, as we consider how your word purifies us, instructs us, helps us to be a home of truth, may we recognize within that truth the need to be a home of forgiveness. Because the truth reveals that we're in trouble. And thank you for your forgiveness. A forgiveness that restores us. A forgiveness that sets us on a right path. A forgiveness that helps us. God, because we experience a forgiveness of that nature, a forgiveness of from your nature, may we learn to be a home of forgiveness that builds up others, that restores others, that helps others on the path that they ought to be on, with love rather than condemnation, with embrace rather than rejection, with truth rather than lies. And Father, as we live as those who are forgiven, as we live as those who forgive, may we lift up Jesus in all of this so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.